Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to The John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you can listen to the John and Ken on demand podcast on the iHeart app, and it is the entire show all over again.
Yeah, and I tell you what, the Moist Line is going to be coming back for the first time in a couple of weeks. So we'd like some fresh calls. You want to leave a message, do it with the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the Moist Line phone number, 1-877-MOIST-86. Handy, the word is in the name of the number, 1-877-664-7886. Well, we begin the show with a story that, of course, is once again not headline news in a lot of websites around the country, but it is in a few places, and it looks big. It's the migrant surge. Mm-hmm. Everybody gave up on this story back, when they were covering it a couple of months ago, when that health order was expiring, and it became big news. But the surge is so big that we're going to tell you there's a story this afternoon that they have closed the legal entry, the port of entry in El Paso, Texas, because they need those border agents to move over to the other places where the migrants are crossing in huge numbers. Apparently, footage has come out showing 2,000 migrants crossing in a place called Eagle Pass, Texas, nearly 500 miles away in El Paso. 1,700 migrants crossed in just 24 hours. So the El Paso port of entry with Mexico is shut down because personnel at that crossing are being diverted.
That's right.
To assist with the massive surge.
Only illegal immigration is being allowed right now. Legal immigration has been shut off.
Well, we thought with the app that people were just using that to make their way there and claim asylum and then get a place in the U.S., but apparently the smuggling operations are still huge to bring people in here through other means.
Well, one thing I heard this morning is that the drug cartels have intentionally flooded the zone with migrants in order to cause chaos, cause a shutdown, so that they can then divert large crowds over the border illegally.
Oh.
See, it's much more effective, much more cost-effective, and time-effective, to send everybody over the border rather than stand in line and go through the paperwork to declare asylum, right? So
right.
If you look at the immigrants as product, the cartels who are charging these people thousands of dollars can move much more product illegally. I just saw on Fox they had video of a chain of illegal aliens crossing the river together.
Oh.
They were all holding hands and carefully going step by step across the river. And they're getting now almost 10,000 a day. Like New York City has been screaming about 110,000 total
right.
in New York. They're getting 10,000 a day at the Texas-Mexico border.
I'm looking at these pictures on the Daily Mail website of people, as you said, just flooding over rivers and whatever crossings they get into. Of course, if you don't know, Texas has the most massive border with Mexico. So there's a lot to cover there. I think it's over 1,000 miles. So this is why it's become a key port of entry. The story that goes with this afternoon, that is apparently we have had the 14th bus of migrants arriving from Texas to downtown Los Angeles. This is the 14th arrival since June 14th. So it's 3 months. But again, there's only about 40 people on a bus. So what are we talking about?
It's
barely 400, just hundreds of migrants.
It's an insignificant amount. The real story is at the border right now. And I heard Eric Adams in New York City screaming again. And he makes me laugh. He is such a foolish little baby now, crying and wailing. It's like all these sanctuary city guys and women who run the big cities. It's New York, it's Washington, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A. They're squealing away. Abbott, the Texas governor, has given New York City 10% of the migrants. 10%. The other 90% either came from the federal government or they're coming on their own. Because they hear you have a right to shelter in New York. So you know you're going to get a room.
Yeah.
So there's a tendency to look at migrants as somehow being stupid. No, they're not. They've got cell phones. They've got smartphones. And they're well-educated by the drug cartel. The drug cartel tells them, hey, you go to New York City, right to shelter. Of course, they've run out of shelter. But, you know, the drug cartels are very good at serving their customers. And these people owe the cartels their lives after they land in America, because the cartels are charging them, you know, $10,000 or more for themselves and their family. And most of these people don't have it. They have to work it off. And then they have to send money back to the cartel. And if you don't send money to the cartel comes and gets you. Or they get your family back in the home country. So they own you. You're like an indentured servant to them for the rest of your life until you pay off your debt.
There's a couple of New York City politicians, they're actually state senators, that they want new taxes on New Yorkers to pay for the migrant crisis.
Right.
Wow. That's going to go over well.
Of course they do. As if they haven't driven out. They have driven out thousands and thousands of wealthier taxpayers in New York. It's cost the city billions of dollars. And more are going to leave. No, people are mobile now. They can work from anywhere, especially wealthy people. At the very least, you can move to New Jersey or Connecticut or go out to Long Island. You don't have to live in New York City anymore and be abused like this. And you're going to see they're going to leave. And who wants all the illegal aliens in your local public school? I heard they got 19,000 of these illegal alien children in the schools. That's not compatible. They don't speak the language. That doesn't work. The kids are already reeling from being shut down by the pandemic for a year and a half. Now you've got tens of thousands of children who can't speak English crammed into your class. Yay, yay, yay. Who wants to live there? Who wants to raise a family there?
Remember the big story a couple of years ago with these migrant caravans that were making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border? Generally, they were people walking. Sometimes there were little carts and stuff and maybe a car or two. But the images that went viral over the weekend, and we have some of the audio, was a train full of migrants. If you haven't seen this, it's pretty amazing because, you know, it's open top.
Yeah,
on the train cars, and they're all just sticking out their head. They're all waving. It's called a Ferromex train. It's bursting with migrants out of a place called Zacatecas, and it's heading to our southern border. Here's the audio of some of the excited migrants. It's the migrant train.
There you go. Sounds like a soccer game.
Cheering as they pass the person taking the video.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of, remember those videos we used to see in India, people all crowded on top of the trains and stuff like that.
All that's missing are the vuvuzelas, and this would be a soccer crowd.
Yeah. So there is no way that this has ended as a crisis, although media coverage has tailed off in the last 6 months.
The Biden crowd doesn't look at it as a crisis. It's not a crisis to them. This is what they want to happen. They're not staying up late at night worrying about millions of people coming over the border.
Well, they are, because it does matter to voters that are not clued in to their stupid idea that we're an open border country. Well, so they have even Democrat voters who don't like this and are not going to take kindly to this. So they have to figure out how to manage that side of this.
Politically, they have to care now. But up until this point, it didn't matter to them. They could have stopped this on day one. They encouraged it. But Biden hasn't gone to any of the Central American leaders or the Mexican leaders to stop this thing, right?
No.
I'm convinced they're all terrified of the cartels, that the cartels are so well-armed and so vicious. I'm starting to think that all these politicians in Mexico and Central America are afraid of getting assassinated if they do anything to stop it. And I don't know, maybe the American government and Biden, they're afraid too. I think they're all terrified because the most powerful force from here through Central America is the drug cartels. They're more powerful than any of the governments, including ours, because we're not going to use our power. We're just going to let it happen. So it's a weird situation when you have this weird, this violent paramilitary army, really, that's now in control of all the trafficking of not only people, but drugs. I mean, most of the drug supply is coming through the same cartels.
That's what we're going to talk about next. Two stories. One of them is our own lovely MacArthur Park, John, near downtown Los Angeles, which apparently has become a fentanyl dumping ground and is overwhelmed. And a new story out of San Francisco about the number of overdose deaths. A huge jump in overdose deaths in that city. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. You can hear the show again. It doesn't get any better, but you can hear it again.
Okay, it's an honest way to put it. I don't think it changes much.
No.
Not from what's going on right now.
If it stinks at 1 o'clock, it stinks at 6 in the evening.
Now, another reason why the borders are being overwhelmed with people right now is a great way to distract Border Patrol from bringing the drugs in. That's another little tactic that the cartels use, and we're seeing another huge surge. It's actually been going on for weeks. We haven't covered it much until we saw some stories today. So that brings us to fentanyl. And fentanyl addiction, of course, the hacks in Sacramento have no interest in toughening any laws dealing with fentanyl dealing. So we're stuck with people dying. And Southern California News Group did a series of articles on lovely MacArthur Park. Now, when KFI used to be in Koreatown, we weren't far from MacArthur Park, and we actually went down there a couple of times. And
it's a beautiful park with a very pretty small lake, and I've never understood why they've let it become such a disgusting cesspool.
Yeah, somebody left a cake out in the rain.
I mean, it should be a jewel.
Apparently, it's now consumed with fentanyl sales and consumption. It looks a bit like some of those neighborhoods in San Francisco. The pictures that the Southern California News Group took, this one says, a man passes out in a Los Angeles alley near MacArthur Park after using fentanyl as others watch to make sure he was not overdosing. That's that harm reduction BS that we talk about a lot. You can see in his left hand, I think, is a needle or something. He's gripping in his left hand as he just lies there.
This is so absurd that you've got thousands of people taking fentanyl in the streets and they're dying.
Yeah, and all the politicians in the story say the same thing. I've reinvigorated my fight and our district's fight to make sure we can tackle this area that's ground zero for overdoses. This is Council Member Eunices Hernandez.
Eunices Hernandez
represents MacArthur Park.
She's a communist. She calls herself a democratic socialist, but if you go and read their websites, she's a communist, and she's not very bright because she was the one city council was discussing the theft of catalytic converters, there was a way for the electric car companies to make the catalytic converters theft proof,
Yes.
Not knowing that electric cars don't need catalytic converters.
What's great about that story, too, is actually all part of her like long-term agenda, because she wants the city to have all EVs as part of its fleet.
Right.
So she was making sure that, well, we're also protecting our fleet, our growing fleet of EVs. We don't want their catalytic converters stolen. And, of course, they don't have catalytic converters. So thank you, Eunice. Sit down.
She is preposterously, comically ignorant. She doesn't know a thing. I'd be surprised if she knows her own name. And so she starts babbling to the reporter about we're invigorating our fight. There's no fight going on. There's people. This story, which was in the LA Daily News and all the other suburban
Southern
papers,
California News Group. Yeah.
I mean.
Well, here's their solutions. We're going to get a group of stakeholders and we're going to offer police-free alternatives to respond to certain 911 calls. We're going to open a center for harm reduction again. That we talked about just a few minutes ago, this idea that
there's no such thing.
A mobile overdose prevention team, an overdose prevention campaign, and a new street cleaning team. That's her strategies.
Okay.
Nothing about finding the fentanyl dealers and rounding them up and punishing them.
Killing
them if necessary, because they're the ones that are pushing these drugs that are addicting these people to die.
Here's a snapshot of one guy that they profiled in the original story, Elliot. He's 24 years old. And this guy spends his days injecting fentanyl and shoplifting. He shoplifts, then he sells the shoplift goods to street vendors around MacArthur Park. So it's a whole crime circle there.
Right.
So a virtuous circle of crime. He steals the stuff, gives it to those vendors, which those vendors shouldn't be legal, but they're allowed to sell, and they sell. Their act is the fence. And he gets to buy his fentanyl. And he says that the fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin. A heroin high lasts 6 hours, but fentanyl, you'll start feeling withdrawals within 2 to 3 hours of smoking the drug. And Elliot says, I've tried quitting fentanyl. I thought kicking heroin was bad. No, I could kick heroin. Kicking this, not going to happen. Quitting cold turkey would physically kill me. Fever, vomiting, diarrhea, bone pain.
Oh.
And there's limited access to treatment. Not that a guy like this goes for treatment. So he resorts to extreme measures to get the fentanyl. And by the way, the shoplifting is called boosting. They have a cute little nickname in the streets for it.
They call it boosting, right?
You know, so it's a complete breakdown of civilization. Where
you have, says in the story, all the stores around MacArthur Park, the poor little shopkeepers are constantly being badgered by a shoplifting because people are trying to get money to buy fentanyl. So they're shoplifting stuff to go sell it to get money to buy more fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's this whole cycle they got going on there.
And it's an immigrant community. 70% are Hispanic, Latino, 50% born outside the U.S. One third of them live below the poverty line. Here's the big dream. Come to America and watch people inject fentanyl and die on your doorstep. That's the good life they're coming for here.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today.
Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, San Francisco is on track to have about 100 people die of overdoses a month. They just recorded 84 deaths in August, of which 66 involve what we've been talking about, fentanyl. That is the second month in a row of record high fentanyl deaths. So we're dealing with something very serious. They even showed a jump in our friend xylazine, John, the animal tranquilizer that they referred to as crank. That has also been causing open wounds and sores on people and is highly addictive, and it can't be treated with Narcan because it's not an opioid.
Yeah. So do you know, have you seen what happens to people on xylazine? They freeze wherever they're standing, and then they start to slightly tilt.
Oh.
And they look like a sculpture. Hmm. And I guess eventually they fall over and die.
Well, are they breathing when they stand there? Or?
Yeah, they're breathing, and they're tilted, and their head is bent to the right or the left, and yeah, it's the strangest thing. Or they're stooped over,
some kind of zombie looking.
It paralyzes them in a way.
Wow. Well, I love this soft play on the story by the Chronicle. San Francisco health officials are pushing ahead on their first of a kind overdose prevention plan that they released a year ago. But the plan is yet to turn around the devastating trend. They're offering increased access to medications that treat addiction and are expanding access to pharmacies and clinics, as well as pushing Narcan. That's it.
The
response, again, from this crowd is basically, let's just stand by and hope we can stop them from dying.
And they watch them die. The people who run San Francisco and Los Angeles really are murderers. All the people in power here. Because they know better. They know this drug kills you, and that unless you force them into treatment, unless you strap them up on a gurney and take them somewhere, they're going to die in the streets. So, you know, Karen Bass is complicit in this. Eunices Hernandez, all the San Francisco political leaders, London
Breed.
This is
beyond voluntary.
They're killers.
I mean, again, one of our biggest guests this year was Sam Canonis, who was a writer, and his most recent book is The Least of Us. He knows a lot about the power of fentanyl addiction, and he says without some kind of consequences, people are not going to get off fentanyl. He says even throwing them in jail where don't have access to the drug can help, and eventually they might turn for a treatment program in the jail. But if you're just going to count on them to come to you one day and say, okay, I'm ready to change my life. No, fentanyl is too strong.
Well,
it's going to take them down. They won't come back.
Because go back to what was printed in the Southern California News Group story. Within 2 to 3 hours, you have these intense cravings. And they spend their entire day looking for fentanyl. That's your day. Your day is shoplifting, taking the merchandise to get cash, and then exchanging the cash for more fentanyl. But you've got to do that within 2 or 3 days. In fact, the guy they profiled in the story, Elliot, says he makes 4 to 5 trips a day stealing to make enough money, what he says is to get well. Otherwise, you end up with, you know, the diarrhea and the vomiting and the terrible pain. And it's the most excruciating withdrawal symptoms imaginable. So what do you think people are going to do? They're never going to get off the stuff. There's not enough time. The clock is ticking. As soon as you get your fentanyl hit, when you start to recover a little bit and the high begins to wear off, you've got to run and steal stuff. Then you've got to run and cash in the stuff you've stolen. Then you've got to run and buy more fentanyl before you start having vomiting and diarrhea. They end up with swollen legs, skin infections, open wounds.
No.
All right. I mean, nobody would treat an animal this way. Nobody would treat a cat or a dog or any other animal this way. So I think the political officials we have, and Karen Bass is right at the top, she's in charge, are cruel. They're cruel and inhumane, and it's gross what they allow to happen. They don't treat them as human beings. I think they have given up, and they give us a lot of flowery language, a lot of fake compassion language, but in their actions, they're letting them, they're literally rotting and dying. These people have, if they have xylazine in it, they have open wounds, flesh
rot.
These
drugs we're talking about don't respond to harm reduction programs.
No,
that's it. They have to get off of that. It's like the housing first answer to homelessness. You've got such mental illness and substance abuse problems that you can't just throw somebody into housing and solve the problem. It's the same thing with the drug addiction. You can't just stand by with Narcan and expect to solve the problem because these are highly addictive drugs that these people won't get off of unless they suffer some kind of consequences to make them come around.
Well,
that's
their solutions have all failed. They're not solutions. They're anti-solutions. They make everything worse. They're wrong about all their ideas.
Well, we're going to get a measure on next year's ballot thanks to this Reginald Jones Sawyer. Remember him, Mr. Public Safety Committee? His district, by the way, includes Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles. Something called the Fighting Fentanyl Bond Act of 2024.
Oh,
they just want money for public awareness campaign, intervention,
sure.
Education.
Yeah, all the nonprofit groups who know Reggie Jones Sawyer are going to get an annual check to do a lot of stuff that will have zero impact. More programs that will fail. If you don't force them into treatment, they're simply going to die in the streets. They're dying at the rate of 2,000 a year now, just in LA. 2,000 a year. Reggie Jones Sawyer doesn't care about a single one of those souls. But he will reward his politically connected friends with contracts for their newly formed nonprofit organization.
That's right. That'll battle the fentanyl addiction crisis.
Public
right.
awareness. Do you think that the people who are injecting fentanyl six times a day are not aware of fentanyl? I don't. Public awareness for who?
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'll be embracing our Moistline listeners once again this Friday, just 3 days away, because we were both not here last Friday.
You can embrace them. I'm not touching them.
It's kind of a symbolic statement, I
guess. I see.
You use the iHeartRadio app to leave us a message, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. The end of cash bail is coming at the end of the month. Steve Gregory will fill us. It's statewide.
This is really bad.
Yeah.
This is really bad. Here's a teaser.
Yeah.
Guy steals your car, no bail.
That is right, because that is a non-serious, non-violent felony.
So people are going to steal cars and not spend a minute in jail.
It's just property. So what? Let it go, John. What is wrong with you? You must embrace this new society we have.
Do you want to live in
nothing is ownership anymore.
In Los Angeles County, your car is open to anybody who wants it. Yep. Anybody walking by your house steals your car, fair game.
Is going to get arrested, no bail. They're out.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll come back to face whatever lack of consequences.
Why would they do that?
Well, eventually, too, knowing our criminal justice system, it'll just be a misdemeanor and a citation. So
right. Wow. Right. So auto theft is going to be legal.
All right, we'll be talking to Steve Gregory after 2 o'clock on that
story. Total anarchy, total destruction.
A lot of people's jaws have dropped over this story we mentioned yesterday, the F-35 fighter jet that was worth, now they're saying, $100 million that disappeared. The pilot ejected for still unknown reasons. There was some mishap aboard. This is in South Carolina, by the way. And the jet went missing. In fact, they actually asked the public,
did you see an F-35 fly by your neighborhood?
This is the joint base at Charleston, South Carolina. And, well, they did find it. They're now at the debris field cleaning up. Thankfully, it just crashed in the forest. Yeah, yes, for 28 hours it was missing, right?
No.
It ended up 2 hours northeast of the joint base Charleston.
If you leave your phone behind in the restaurant, you can find it immediately.
Yeah, they did have a transponder on the jet. They don't know why it didn't work. There was some kind of malfunction.
Maybe the accident had something to do with it.
Well, what about before that? After the pilot ejected, he should have reported it in. I mean, it didn't crash for a while.
There aren't backups. They don't track these things on. I don't understand this story. I mean, if it's $100 million,
a lot of people don't. They're asking a lot of questions about the whole program today. What's going on with this?
Well, this was
the entire F-35 program is on track to cost nearly $2 trillion over the lifetime of the plane. So this is very important, and they can't figure out why this happened.
This was supposed to be one of our best stealth fighter jets.
It's considered the most lethal, survivable, and connected fighter jet in the world, is what it is. Did you see the Babylon Bee, which is just satire? They had a funny headline. Pilot seen wandering in forest with key fob going beep, 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 trying to find it. This is beyond embarrassing. They have now ordered a 2-day pause in flight operations. Yeah, no kidding.
Does this give you any confidence if we get attacked by China? Does it make you feel good?
I have no idea. They're asking people to stay away from the debris field. There's also some concerns, according to a story in the Daily Mail, of hacking. Oh, imagine that. If a foreign entity was able to hack
and figure out how it works.
Yeah, these things operate and whether or not they could do something about the control of these jets or whatever. That would be horrifying if that were true. But there was a story apparently a few years back that there were hacking concerns. They're not saying that had anything to do with what happened with this particular jet the other day.
But lucky it crashed in a field. I mean, this thing, imagine if it fell
in a bunch of houses?
Yeah.
If it fell in a place where there's a lot of people, that would have been a huge, huge problem.
And I don't know what this acronym stands for, but there's a watchdog group called POGO. And according to the Daily Mail, they had a report in 2019 that said nearly every software-enabled weapon system that they tested between 2012 and 2017 can be hacked, including the F-35. Despite years of patches and upgrades, the F-35's most combat-crucial computer systems continue to malfunction.
Not good.
Yeah. And... No. It says that cybersecurity testing shows that many previously confirmed vulnerabilities have not been fixed. So enemy hackers could shut down the network, steal secret data from onboard computers, and prevent it from flying.
Wow. The Russians. What? Who knows? What? All the hackers of the world.
What kind of boobs do we have running the military here? Does anything work anymore? Seems like nothing works.
I just believe that the way things are now, if something can be hacked, there's probably a hacker out there that can hack it. There's just so many people in the world who are working at this stuff, as a hobby.
Well, maybe we should
hack their way into things.
We should go back to the old system.
Yeah, we need to go back to a system where we don't have so much reliance on computers and software and technology, and that could end up becoming the day.
How come the offense always wins? Like, it doesn't seem like we have defense, either the government or corporations. Whenever these outside hackers want to do damage, they do it. They get away with everything.
All right. When we return, we're going to talk about what's coming on October 1st. Los Angeles County will have new zero bail guidelines. Again, this is part of the agenda to make sure people do not go to jail, even for a short period of time after they've been arrested for a crime, before they are actually judged. So we'll get the latest on this from Steve Gregory, KFI News, when we come back.
No bail for stealing your car. John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.